All right, and we're rolling.
We're rolling.
Hit it.
Great. Welcome back, folks, to Hoot and a Half. I'm Matt King.
And I'm Mike Sheffer.
And thank you so much for listening, subscribing, and tuning in, and leaving all the kindest reviews. We've read all of them, and it means so much. Right, Mike?
It really is such a lovely thing to wake up every day and just see all the slew of new reviews that come in, all the kind words, all the Instagram stories that you guys have posted. Just thank you so much to everyone who listens.
And as you know, we did not put out an episode last week. We felt, Mike and I, that it was appropriate for us to give a pause for what was going on and give you guys an opportunity to educate, listen, participate, and donate any way you could for the Black Lives Matter movement, which we completely stand for, which we encourage you guys to support any way you can. And I'm actually very excited about this episode you are about to listen to, because we and Mike would, I guess we would call it our pilot episode.
Yeah, we weren't sure exactly when we invited Carly what the plan was. We just had this idea to start a podcast, and she's a great friend of ours that we trusted to sit down and have a conversation. So
yeah, because I was pretty nervous about starting my own podcast, and I wanted to have my first conversation with somebody who I felt so comfortable and could talk so easily with, and that was my dear friend Carly Encontro. So this episode you're about to listen to was technically our very first, and it's the first time I ever had a mic in my hand sitting down with somebody who I really do care about, and I'm so excited for you guys to listen to this episode. If you don't know who Carly Encontro is, she's a dear friend of mine. You may know her from Vine, YouTube, her YouTube channel with Aaron Guilfoy. And yeah, so without further ado, here is the third episode, but technically the first episode of Hoot and a Half.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. I just want to say, Carly, I'm so happy that you're here. I'm so happy that we're doing this. And I'm so happy that you're my first guest on my podcast.
I thought you were going to say I'm so happy you're my friend.
That too. Because we've been friends now for what, like 5 years?
Yeah, I think it's been like 5 years probably.
Five
we've
and
been
a
like
half
pretty close
years?
Friends that whole time, I would think.
Maybe even 6 years if we count like being friends on the internet before we even like met in person.
Did we? Were we friends on the internet before? I don't remember. And I feel like an ass.
Well,
but all of that's like a blur to me right now.
This is how I remember it. So I remember being in college my senior year. So this is 2013, 2014. And Vine was popping. I'd been watching Vine for a year, but I wasn't making Vines. And then you I would see on Vine occasionally, and I knew you were really funny. And then one time on Reddit, Andrew Marbach, who you were friends with, and Ricky Montgomery, someone uploaded a video compilation of Vines onto Reddit, and it was one of the top videos, and someone was like, finally, a Vine compilation that's actually funny, or something. And you were in Andrew Marbach's Vines. And I was like, oh, that's that pink hair girl, Carly Encontro. She's really funny. And I was like following you, and I would like your stuff. And then you like followed me one time. And I remember it. I remember exactly being in my college bedroom sitting at my desk when you followed me.
Where were you when Carly Encontro followed you?
I just
it's like
I just
one of those
can
monumental
remember it.
Like you know when something but happens you remember where you were.
Exactly. I do and that had to have been like no it was spring semester it was spring of 2014 but we still were like kind of friends but I didn't meet you until like July after I'd moved to LA.
Yeah, and then I just remember I hung out with you and Zane a lot when I would visit. And I was like, these guys are like my best friends already. Like right when we first started hanging out.
Right.
And I did not want to leave.
And what's a funny thing is like the night I actually met you in person was the exact same night I met Zane in person.
We met Zane the same night, I think, which is crazy.
We met so many people that night. And that was during VidCon. Mm-hmm. And that was like the first week I had moved to L.A. And it was at the House of Blues at Anaheim.
Yep.
Collab, which is like the creator network. A lot of us had like... signed up and were a part of, had hosted a party during VidCon. It was like the perfect weekend. And you, I remember this, you were there, but you were with like Brandon Calvillo and Jesse Calvillo.
Oh my God, yeah.
You were rolling with the Calvillo brothers. And they were like, Brandon Calvillo was like top dog, had like millions of followers. And I was like, oh shit, Carly's hanging out with Brandon Calvillo. And I went up to you and I said, hey, Carly, it's me. And he kind of looked at me like, I don't know who you are.
No, no, not like that though.
Not like right? that. I think, but you were probably like kind of overwhelmed because there were a lot of people at the party.
Yeah. I also have a really bad quality about myself where I do not remember faces very well at all. Like if you, we were watching The Bachelor and someone showed me one of their Instagrams and I was like, I don't know who that is.
Do you think you have that
face blindness?
Yeah. Isn't that?
I don't know. It's weird because like obviously if I talk to someone for a while, I'll recognize them later.
Well,
but...
I'm Matt and that's Mike over there.
Oh shit. I've been talking to the wrong person this whole time.
This whole time she's been like, Mike has been talking.
I thought I was on views right now. No, I guarantee though, I probably just saw you and was like, I can't put a face to a name, but like obviously knew who you were if I was looking at Vine.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But oh my God.
But
then
what's funny is you say that because then I looked to Jesse Calvillo right next to you, Brandon's brother, and I go, you're Brandon, right? And
he goes, shit.
No, I'm Jesse. That's my Brandon's my brother. And I was like, oh. And I was so embarrassed. I was like, fuck, I messed it up. They're going to hate me. This is the worst thing ever. I shouldn't have moved to LA. But
I'm moving home because of this.
Yeah.
Did you guys message each other before you met, or it was just like you were following each other?
I don't remember.
I did. See, I can remember everything. I have a very good memory. No, what I did was I sent you a video on the Vine's DMs after she followed me, and it was like me when I found out you followed me, and I was like, and it was like the Goonies, Cyndi Lauper song, like good enough for me, and I was like dancing to it. You probably don't even remember that.
I probably watched it, but
you did,
I
like,
don't
ha, you're so funny, love your vines or something.
Oh
like,
my God, love your vines. Like
and then 2 weeks later, sorry, who are you?
Yeah,
and
I know. I hate that. I'm sorry.
And then I think
myself.
Even one time I was trying to get your attention on Vine because you posted a Vine where you're like, guys, can someone explain to me why, how do blinds like protect you from lightning when it's like storming outside? Do you remember this?
I don't think I posted a Vine.
It was like
that.
A quick, but it wasn't a joke. It was like, I think it was on maybe Carly Incognito, your side
blinds
account.
Blinds protect you from
you were like,
the lightning?
Like it was like storming outside and you were like having a conversation with your friend. It would be like if you would just ask your Instagram story today, like what their thoughts were on something. Yeah. And you were asking like, you know, like they say blinds protect you from lightning when you're inside your house, right? Don't they say that?
I've never heard that.
I think maybe I meant like window. Maybe I was tripping out about windows.
What, am I not saying windows? I'm saying blinds.
I know
windows.
That if you're in your car, it's like supposed to be good. It's like a safe place because the rubber will absorb the electricity. But I don't know about like window shades.
Window shades like these, when it's storming, you actually should have them drawn because if lightning strikes it, I'm pretty sure that that's true. And you were asking
check?
About that. And I was trying to like give you information because I was Googling it.
Of course you were.
And by the time I like got the response, you had deleted the Vine, I think.
Oh, sad. I'm sorry, Matt.
But it's okay.
Well, you can tell me now.
I'll look into it. I don't even know what the answer is. But so, yeah. Then you would come and visit L.A.
Yeah.
You came during Halloween.
Yeah,
and then
came
that's
a
like
bunch
we,
of times.
Well, let's paint the picture here. What year is it? Where are you living? Where are you at in your lives?
I'm living in Ladera Heights.
I'm
working at Apple.
In California, in L.A.
In L.A.
Okay.
Making vines.
Post-college.
And making money.
Post-college.
And making hella money.
Post-college.
Okay. And Carly was living in Nebraska.
I was living in Nebraska, still going strong at Target, finishing college.
Omaha, Nebraska, right?
Yep.
Do you know,
Cornhusker State.
It's so funny that you're like from Nebraska. In Omaha specifically, do you like being from Nebraska? Are you like a big like Nebraska pride person? Like your heart will always be in Nebraska?
Definitely not. But I'm.
Have you
I
ever
don't
spent
regret
any
it.
Time with her?
I know.
Well, he's painting the picture for the audience, I guess. Yeah. I mean, I think it's like, I like that I'm from there because whenever I tell someone, every time I tell someone I'm from Nebraska, their response is always like, "What?" Or like, "Oh, what was that like?"
Yeah.
But it's totally. It's literally like here, but with less people. It's a huge city. Like I went to high school with people. Like, I would see people every day at high school that I had never seen before, almost every day. Like, it was a huge high school. But, yeah, I was, I don't know, I can't remember how old we were even when we were doing Vines. Like, I can't remember if I was, like, 20 or
I was
24.
Definitely, like, 21.
But, so you would come in, you would come just visit LA? Or, like, were you visiting specific people or, like?
Yeah. I don't remember exactly, but I would, like, one time I came with Aaron and Ariel, who were my first roommates. And we were like looking for apartments in quotes, but we never actually did. We just got drunk and partied that whole weekend with everybody. And then, yeah, I would just like stay with different people. And I just loved LA. I loved it so much. And then, hello?
Oh, so someone's buzzing in right now at the apartment. Who is it?
My food.
Oh, you got food. You decided to order food during the podcast, Mike.
I ordered it before the podcast, and it was supposed to be here. I paid for it to be here early. Like, I did the special, like, rush feature, but they didn't make it in time. So I'll just put
sad.
It in the fridge.
Okay.
Okay. We don't really care.
All right. So you come and visit LA.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm getting so tired. What was the question?
Well, no. Well, yeah. So Carly, like me, we had a pretty good, like, sense of friend group of a lot of people who did Vine. And when she would come visit LA, we would all kind of meet up and everything, right?
Yeah, we'd meet up. I remember me and Aaron stayed at like Brendan McNerney's, and I think I don't know if you were living there yet or
I
not.
Wasn't living there yet. Yeah, I was still working that job at Apple's ad agency.
Yeah, but that time, I feel like it's like the last time we visited before we moved there. I was like, these are my friends.
Yeah.
Which was crazy.
We stayed up so late one day, and this is like back when meme culture, like,
wasn't
Twitter wasn't as strong as it was. Instagram memes, like all of that, wasn't as big as what it was. It was just like Tumblr.
Yeah.
And Carly had this Tumblr that was so funny. She would just like reblog like memes and stuff on Tumblr, and her, me and Zane stayed up like all night.
Yeah.
Like just sharing little memes with each other.
And just dying laughing.
Dying laughing.
Do you still have that Tumblr?
I do. Yeah.
Have you updated it in a while?
No, I haven't looked at it in a really long time. And it's weird because at the time that humor is so funny, but now I think if we look at it, it's like bottom tier humor for us. Because everything is so much funnier now.
We're just
TikToks.
Like moms on Facebook, like seeing like just like a funny meme for the first time and being just like, oh, this is a good one.
Yeah, it's because it was new to us and it was such a funny way to go about making fun of people or certain things or moms on Facebook. Yeah.
Right.
Just like when you first encounter that type of humor, you just take it all in, and then looking back now, like, yeah, the memes that we find today are just not.
You know what's so funny too? The first time I encountered humor like that, it's so random. I came across this like nursing school Facebook page or something, and it was literally, I don't know how I got on it, but it was all these memes about like geared toward nursing students, and it was like me when I haven't slept in 4 days and have 4 exams, like blah blah, and I thought it was so funny just because of the humor.
Yeah, it's like daytime workers versus the night shift. There's actually some dude on I don't know, on YouTube who does like nurse comedy, like about being a nurse, like nurses be like, and I watch them, but I'm not a nurse, but
they're
I get
interesting.
It like how funny it is.
It's really funny.
She had a Tumblr, and I'll just never forget that night of us just like hanging out, just like
I know,
just our bellies on the carpet just stretched out all over her phone dying laughing, and that was like a really great time. And so
I mean, not much has changed. We still hang out and laugh and show each other funny
and
memes
and
like
TikToks.
Yeah, right.
Now it's just TikToks.
Yeah, very good point.
And but then, so you would still come and visit occasionally, like every few months, and then you and Aaron finally made the big leap and actually then bought an apartment that was right around the corner from Brendan's. I moved into Brendan's.
You bought an apartment?
Well, we rented.
Bought an apartment. Just like moved in and rented it out.
It's so funny too, because we had a running joke when we were looking for apartments. How close is it to Brendan's? Because we didn't know anything about LA or like how close things were. And we didn't even know this apartment was around the corner. Arielle just found it and she was like, let's go look at this place. And we were like, how close is this to Brendan's? Like, actually. And we Googled it. And we're like, oh my God, we can walk there in 5 minutes.
Yeah, complete walking distance. And there was a Taco Bell on the way too. So it was just like
perfect.
Like you had friendship and
a liquor store.
And the liquor store. Yeah, we could hit it like all
you need.
Even though that was apparently one of the most dangerous intersections in all of Los Angeles. Like in terms of
crime.
Pedestrian like
and crime.
Accidents.
There's a
and
shooting
crime.
Across the street from that apartment.
It was hardcore.
Where is this? What part of L.A.?
Hollywood.
Like Western and Santa Monica Boulevard, like near like Little Armenia.
Whoa, that's in, like not this area at all.
No,
it is.
So I was so happy when I moved out.
Yeah, this is such a nice like place to live for.
So when you were moving out here, were you scared? Did you think that you were going to like make it still? Like,
it's so weird because when I went to college 40 minutes away from my house and I was so homesick. I would come home almost every weekend because I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, why did I move? And then when I moved to LA, I had zero problems, regrets, like fears, anything. It was so weird too because Yeah, when we moved, we stayed on Airbnb for like 2 weeks to find an apartment, and then we found an apartment, that one. And I was like getting all these smaller Vine brand deals and Twitter brand deals and stuff like that that would keep me afloat. I did save up a lot too.
Right.
So I was using.
Oh, yeah. You had
money.
Like saved up big time from working at Target.
Oh, yeah. I was working overtime during the holidays, but I also loved that job. So I didn't mind at all doing that. But yeah, I never really worried about it. And then, yeah, we started doing YouTube and that was really crazy.
Yeah. And then
fun.
It just like transitioned really well. I was like so nervous when I had my job at Apple that like, yeah, there's this like Vine thing going on, but I have to have this big boy job because I had gone to university. I had worked so hard to like land that in. There's no way that I want to like just jeopardize this to do a little tiny little Vine deal. But then I realized all of you guys were all hanging out and having all this like fun time to collaborate and make all these Vines. I was like, if I want to be a part of that and not be stressed out my job, because I was working an account service job, you mentally have to be on like 110% for a job like that. And if I'm just like kept looking at my phone, watching Vines the whole all day, my mind was like mush. I was like, I don't really know what's going on with
like
all this.
Needing to write like a 3-paragraph email like in the middle of the day. Versus
And then you're like, Zane's posting a brand deal for Clorox. Zane like just made $6,000 in 6 seconds.
No way. I got to take the leap. So yeah, then I quit, moved in.
Imagine if you still work there now and you just see us all the time.
I think about that so much. And that was probably one of like the best decisions I ever could have made was quitting that job. And you hear about it with like a lot of people when they ask for like advice, like how did you guys get into this whole like internet world stuff? I have this job right now. I'm still in school. Yeah. Should I quit school? Like, and it's weird, like those moments in your life, you think like, oh, is it the thing that scares you? Is that really what you should be doing? Should you make that decision? Should you make that leap? And that was one where I'm like, oh yeah, I actually don't regret doing that at all.
Yeah.
Did you work at Target here or are you like,
no,
you just, once you moved here, that was it.
Yeah, I did like a leave of absence just in case because I was like, maybe I could work there or here in L.A. But
and you never got
did.
A real like a real job when you came to L.A.? You
no.
just immediately started doing the social media stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. I never had a legit
job. Do you go into Target now and you like have like a better sense of like respect for it? Or they're like
definitely,
little like secrets or like things
it's
that
like
you know?
It's like the Disneyland TikTok.
Yeah, yeah,
it's like secrets about Disneyland. You know. No, there's nothing that crazy, I feel like, that I could tell you.
Well,
except, like, you don't need a receipt to return something if you bought it on a credit card, like, something
right.
like that. You don't need, but that's not interesting at all.
What I can't handle about these TikTok, well, so, what I can't handle now is everyone leaking all these secrets about, like, Chuck E. Cheese's and, like, arcade games, so.
Oh, yeah, you worked at Chuck E. Cheese
yes,
back in the day.
I worked at Chuck E. Cheese's.
Wait, what's a Chuck E. Cheese secret that is out now?
Yeah.
Well, someone on TikTok the other day was like, hey, guys, if you go to Chuck E. Cheese, if you want to win a lot of tickets on this game, you can actually open up this flap on the side, and you can control the wheel and get the spinning wheel to stop, and you get 150 tickets. And that guy who was doing it was a game room attendant. I had that job. So part of me is like, okay, good for anybody who sees it and gets 150 free tickets. But you're kind of like spoiling the whole magic of the Chuck E. Cheese game room.
And now all these kids are going to go do it.
Yeah.
They see the TikTok.
But then I know that like drives me crazy how like people like what are game room attendants having to do now? Like now that all the secrets get out about the tickets.
They got to make new games and new secrets. They got to evolve, adapt.
I know, and now there's like there's no coins at Chuck E. Cheese's anymore.
What do you scan a QR code?
It's like a
wristband.
No, the card. It's like a game card. You just like beep it and play. There's no coins.
Oh, like the little Chuck E. Cheese coins?
The tokens. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's like Dave and Buster's kind of.
Yeah, pretty much. And I used to have to do token jams, all of that. So my job is
wait,
like
what's
obsolete.
A token jam?
Not doing
a token jam. You know what a token jam is? It's
come
when
on,
all
Mike.
The tokens
a token jam.
Get jammed.
Oh, I thought like a jamboree, like for the like you all like put your tokens
hey guys,
in the middle and play guitar around the fire.
Token jam at Chuck E. Cheese's tonight.
Exactly. Like you all bring your tokens and you like it's like a concert or something with your tokens. Okay, not what I thought it was at all.
So yeah, I worked at Chuck E. Cheese's, but you worked at Target. Where did you work, Mike?
My first job was Cold Stone Creamery, and we had to learn all the
nice.
Songs because you have to. If they tip you at Cold Stone, you have to sing a song. That's like a
is that embarrassing?
It should have been, but I had like two friends from high school that like absolutely loved it. They were like theater kids, so they would like even just sing the songs for free. But it was like they would take like the Flintstones theme song and then just put ice cream like stuff into it. So it's like
anyway, wasn't that crazy.
It's but I did work at Target. That was also my favorite job. I worked at Target throughout high school.
Both of you worked at Target?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Have you guys talked about this before?
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Where did you work again at Target?
Well, in New Jersey, but I did like the zoning and the floor.
Oh, yeah, that's what I did.
You knew all like the terms though. What's it called? Like the when you do the floor stuff?
Like the poles?
Yeah, the see, like she knows
poles.
Like all
the yeah,
like,
the yeah, poles,
yeah. Uh huh.
Like backroom poles, and she knows like what channels you like you're supposed
channel
to be on.
Two,
channel two, yeah,
one,
like
channel two, channel. Well, something crazy is happening. Can you go to channel three? Can I get a GSTL to go to channel three, please?
Me and my friends, we would try to get walkie talkies, and we put it on scan, and we would try to like listen to like the local stores around us. Like I think one time we got onto Walmart's one time, and we like kind of drove them nuts.
It's honestly like a really good job to have because you're just like
I loved that job.
It's like a nice environment.
It's like the Chick-fil-A of department stores.
Yes,
it's just
I fucking love Target. Like still, I just love going.
Like I can go and just browse and not buy anything and just like look at how all the products are aligned and like see all the different colors. Walk down the aisles and just like it just feels nice. Yeah.
I feel
like
you could just
calming.
Walk around all day and no one. We'll kind of know if you're working
at Target.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're on the floor, your job is basically supposed to what's called zoning, which is like where you have to pull all the individual products to the front. So that's like,
so it looks like a magazine.
Yeah. So it
looks
like it's super clean versus like Walmart and like other places don't really do that. But Target, they have people specifically to like line up everything. So it looks
like really
super
good.
Neat. And you basically just walk your like five or six aisles every day. And then, you need to go – if you see someone browsing, you're supposed to go up and say, what can I help you find today?
Oh.
Which is
it's
like
actually, can I help you find something, Mike? But
is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
I still have my Target shirt. That's why I know that.
Can I help you find something?
Yes. I always
like – rather than going – than saying, how can I help you?
Because what you're doing is it's less stress on the person. They can just say no and leave them alone. If you say, what can I help you find? They're like, I need this or that. But if it's like you're engaging them that they need to respond.
Yeah.
But if you just say – can I help you find something? And they say no. End of story.
Yeah.
They can go about their day.
Right.
It's a really like nice way to present the option if you want assistance, but also very easily shut
or
it
what
down.
About like, what you looking for?
What the hell you doing here?
Yeah. It's a great job.
Sorry, Matt. So left out right now.
I know. I really wish I worked at Target.
It's so much fun. And
wait, did your Target have a grocery store? These are like some intense questions, but I'm actually generally curious. Some Targets didn't have grocery
I don't
sections.
Think mine did.
Mine did. It was the first Super Target and the biggest one in the country.
Oh, wow.
No way.
Yep. It's because our back room is so ginormous. That's what made it so big.
I feel like you still work at Target up here. Like,
and I'm like, get your 5% off Red Guards, guys.
Oh, but for the people listening right now, we're actually in Mike Sheffer's apartment right now.
Very cozy.
It's the first time Carly's been over here.
Yeah.
Carly is very kind and almost always offers to drive me home after we're hanging out at like David's or like your house or something at the end of the night. So she's been on the street like dozens of times, but has never actually been inside the apartment. So
it's
welcome.
Cute. I like it.
Thank you.
Very cozy.
Thank you.
I'm surprised Mike hasn't offered you like a cup of coffee. Like, oh, you want to come up and have a cup
of
coffee?
Yeah, a little. That'd be weird though. You're like,
at,
do you want to come
2
in? Yeah, I'd be like,
No, thank you. But you're a big coffee drinker though.
Sort of. I just drink cold brew in the morning. That's really it.
I can't have cold brew at all.
Why?
That gives me anxiety to the tea.
Yeah.
It makes me just like, there's no point in anything. This is like, I feel so motivated to do everything, but then I'm like, I don't want to do it. No.
Existential dread when you finish a cup of cold brew.
I don't know what it is. I like feel it in my chest and then I'm just like doubtful of the world. I don't know.
Do you drink hot coffee?
I don't drink coffee at all.
At all?
No.
I wish. I like rely. I mean, I have to have it when I wake up. Otherwise, I get a really bad headache and stuff.
Yeah, it's a drug.
It's bad. Yeah.
But it's a functional like drug. I get why people like have to do it or whatever. But Mike, you're the same way. But you're not a cold brew guy.
I like the ritual of it too.
Oh, he goes all out.
Yeah, I have the whole. I can show you the setup.
God,
but it's
the
like,
ritual. Of
it's like a chemistry class over there.
Okay.
There's beakers.
Yes,
there's measuring tools.
It's like an Erlenmeyer flask over there.
Yeah, I'm just like, are you making meth or coffee?
A Bunsen burner, a graduated cylinder.
You could probably make meth over there if you wanted to.
I just make coffee. Okay.
All right.
And it's fun.
I like that you like that.
Thank
it's good.
You.
Yes, I know. I'm supportive of it too. But I really have never even like had a cup of coffee over here. Maybe once or twice.
I
want to
try one sometime.
I can make you guys a cup of Joe if you want after this.
Have you tried the coffee that I got you in Miami?
The espresso? So those are espresso beans. So
Matt knows nothing.
I'm just like, I can't do anything right.
No. I'm very thankful in that you are thinking of me, and he like brought me coffee back from Miami, but unfortunately
it's terrible coffee.
Yeah, it's just espresso, which is just like, I don't really make espresso. You need an espresso machine. That's like where they do the thing and twist it and like.
Okay.
Anyway,
how much coffee do you think you drink a day?
Just one cup.
Oh, it's just like one thing of cold brew, and it keeps you going.
Yeah, I just need it like for the morning. I could even just have probably a couple drinks of it and I'd be good, but.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
I think people think that Aaron and I are like obsessed with Starbucks and like go to Starbucks because we do all those videos, which like obviously I totally get what people think that, but I don't even really like Starbucks that much. I mean,
you're not trying
their cold
everything.
Brew is really good, but that's it. I don't really get anything else from there.
You don't try everything on the menu every single day.
Well, depends on the day. No, we don't. We just do that for videos, but I like doing that.
Coffee doesn't make you anxious at all?
It can. It hasn't in a really long time, though. So I think I'm just.
Oh, for me, it makes me like so anxious.
Does Red Bull do that to you too? Is it like caffeine or it's like coffee?
Red Bull doesn't really do it. It's cold brew coffee.
It's like I think because
like the edge I get on it, it's just like I just get the jitters. My hands start shaking and I don't know. I don't feel as like in control as I once do, and I get like scared.
That makes sense. I've been there with cold brew before.
You're right. Right. But like, I guess like what I was saying, like about like that anxious feeling, I don't even know how to transition to it. But one of my favorite things, speaking of like anxiety, that I love about Carly is Carly's like the only other person like in our group who goes to therapy. Can we talk about this?
Yeah, of course.
I think it's awesome. And Carly, I can tell over like the past, you've been going to therapy for how long?
Years. I mean, I stopped going for a while, but a couple years.
But you have like such great qualities about you that I can tell that she's like picked up from doing therapy.
Thank you.
She's
like
a pretty well.
Like, tell me more.
What was it? Or I was venting to you recently about something that was going on, like in our friend group or whatever, and how I was feeling bad because I expressed my opinion about this, and someone was mad at me, and blah 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 blah. And you were like, Matt, you have every right to your opinion.
Yeah,
you don't need to feel bad about that. And I was like, yes. Exactly.
Yeah. I have that issue too. I think I'm good at talking about it because I also have that same issue. So it's
right.
Like, I don't want.
It helps you kind of affirm what you know to be the truth and what you've learned. And it, I don't know, it kind of like you practice kind of what you preach.
And I think we're the same way. We're actually really similar in this way where if either one of us is around a very strong personality, we kind of like coil back and we're like, no, you're right, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And we need to work on that.
Because like I apologize way too much.
Yeah,
but lately,
you do.
The past few, but I have gotten a lot better. I used to be like, I'm sorry. Oh, I've been like that ever since I was like a child.
It was like a nervous tick for you. You'd be like, I'm sorry.
Oh,
like,
I say I'm sorry to Mike so much.
It's unbelievable.
Is it because you're working together?
I like put my seatbelt on and he goes, I'm sorry. I'm like, I just put this. What are you sorry about? I don't know.
I always feel like I'm like disappointing him.
Never.
Or
you've literally
you really
never disappointed
me.
No,
because it's like it's just because I'm like stressed out about something and I will just be like, oh, I'm sorry. Like Michael have like a relaxed.
I'm sorry.
I did literally just right.
We need to put like get a taser and every time you say it.
Mike was gonna give me a shock collar. Well, it wasn't because I was saying I'm sorry. It was because I kept saying like I'm gonna kill myself.
Oh my god!
But it was like a bad tick because I was in like a bad place. Like,
yeah, that was
a year ago where I would just get like so stressed and I'd be like, I'm gonna kill myself. Honestly, guys, I would never ever kill myself.
But it was just like a way to vent out. Like I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
It was you need to articulate it in the correct way.
Oh, it was terrible. And Mike would pinch me every time I said it to the point where it hurt me and I'd get so mad at him. But Mike, you'll have this like sigh, like just
this.
Yeah, like if he's just like sitting on a couch or like answering an email or something, and I always think it's like my fault that I'm causing him to sigh because he's frustrated with me because
I'm
just
sorry.
Being like an anxious little bitch. But
you also like to say, are you mad at me? Just out of nowhere.
All the time.
Like I understand because I do, like if I'm just sitting next to someone and I'm just like,
yeah,
like you're like, are you serious? What's going on? And I'm just like, no, that's just me. Like it's like meditative. I'm just like, relax, breathe in and out. It's good. It's healthy. But what you guys were just talking about like, it's helpful to have someone like where you'll say to him, it's okay to express your feelings and you don't need to justify them.
Right.
A lot of like what I think therapy is for and what good friends are for is like to be a mirror to you, like to be an emotional mirror where it's like you can't tell if you have something on your face unless you like touch around and feel it. But like if you look in a mirror, you know exactly where it is. Good friends, good therapy is like an emotional mirror to hold up to you to like, if you know you have something on your face but you can't find it and you look at a mirror, you immediately, oh, okay, that's what it was. And I know that was bothering me and I got rid of it.
Yeah.
But emotionally, it's like, you know this thing to be true. You want it to be true. You want to feel like you're correct in what you're expressing. But unless you have someone to tell that back to you that you are correct, like, you're never going to scratch that itch. But like someone like Carly to say, it's okay to feel those feelings, or a therapist to say, like,
yeah,
you're valid in feeling this way. Like, that's what I think the therapeutic benefits are to an extent.
Right.
I can't believe I'm your therapist.
Well, not my therapist, but just a person who kind of holds me accountable to the truths of, I don't know, knowing yourself and loving yourself and having that sense of dignity. And I do think it is important, yes, to have a close friend who you almost have that kind of like therapist relationship with.
Yeah.
But at the same time, though, that's the reason why having a therapist is so important, because there are things that, like, maybe you don't want to tell every single one of your friends about, or not to your friend. A therapist is a person who knows you on just a, what's the word? Like, there's no bias or anything.
Yeah.
You don't have to play political games. You don't have to, like, worry about telling one friend because they may tell the other friend, or, like, it's just apolitical. There's no, there's no repercussions for telling something to this person.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's where I think it's so important when I recommend to friends. I'm like, look, you can vent to your friends all you want, but sometimes it's going to be the most refreshing thing is when you're talking to someone who doesn't really know your friends. They only know you, and they're looking out for your best interests and your mental health. And
also just has a completely different life perspective. Like, we're all, like, you know, young people living in LA doing internet stuff, but like to go and talk to someone who's just a doctor that's like 50 years old, that's heard a million stories, to share your ideas and thoughts with them, that's also just refreshing to hear different perspectives.
But have you gone to therapy?
No.
No.
I have friends that do, and I like talking to friends that go to therapy. I do think that there is like a transitive property of therapy, like where you'll utilize and share tools that you've used in, you know, examples with Matt, or like friends that I have that go to therapy. Like, you know, I do believe everyone should go to therapy. I fully support it. I am also just like, I don't know how to find the right therapist and how to find a good one. Because, like, to me, that's, like, such a – like, if you have a bad therapist or, like, someone that's not right for you, I feel like it could almost be worse than not having one at all.
Yeah, but I think you'd kind of know right away. You kind of – yeah.
Like, how did you find your therapist?
It was so long ago. I don't remember. I think I just Googled, like, therapist near me, and then I read reviews and stuff, and then I went, and I really liked her.
Was it – did you – like, the first one you went to was the one, or did you, like, shop around?
Yeah. Yes. I had one in Omaha, too. I forgot about that. I went for probably, like, 6 months. But
wow. Once a week?
I don't remember. It was so long ago.
I'm saying,
I
like, now, like, more or less you go once a week a month?
Now it's once a week, yeah.
Wow.
And it's really nice. I like having that routine of, like
– I haven't been to mine in a long time. Like, I haven't been to mine in a year. I kind of do want to go back, but then I feel like I'm just going to, like, have to catch up.
A lot of drama to catch up with her. Yeah.
Like,
but it's good. I feel like you should go back. It's so helpful.
I do kind of miss her. Oh, but the reason why I haven't gone back, it was because I got new health insurance and she doesn't take mine. But she said she still wanted to continue working with me. But then I'm like,
she might be able to work with you.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe I will after this. But I think what the best thing about Carly, right when I was considering like getting a therapist, Carly was like the one close friend who was like, oh, I have a therapist. I've done it before. And I think that was like really reassuring and very, I don't know, beneficial into like giving me the confidence to like address that. One, it's normal to kind of to question your mental health and to care about it and to seek out somebody to help you keep it in check. Going to a therapist doesn't mean that you're crazy or that something is wrong with you. It's almost like you're actually being very smart because you're actually caring about yourself like a lot more.
It's like making fun of someone for going to the gym to work on their body. Like, if you want your body to be stronger, go and work it out and do something to make it better. If you want your mind and emotions to be better, go to a therapist and make it better.
There are people who who go their entire lives not going to therapy, and their life could have been, I think, completely different if they actually had, like, I don't know, addressed their mind a little bit more. Because a lot of people think if you go to therapy, something's wrong with you, or I don't need that. Like,
that's like a very dated mentality, I think. And I think that's obviously shifting like in our culture right now. And but I always think too, like, there's this quote that I like that says a problem shared is a problem halved, meaning like cut in half. So like even by just telling someone something, like, for what, I don't know what the like actual science behind it is, but like even back to Freud, like if you just tell someone something, talking is therapy. You say something and you don't have to hold it anymore, it just cut in half the weight of it immediately.
Yeah.
And then that's just like, just to say it out loud is like removing half the weight. And then if you can even dive deeper and like actually work with someone to figure out what the solution is, or just to think another perspective and like make yourself better, why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think have been like the most important like lessons, or I don't know, maybe even one thing that you've like really taken away from going to therapy?
Well, there's a lot, but I feel like I didn't realize until I was going to therapy that I do this, but I always assume that I'm not correct in an argument or opinion, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always just assume the other person knows better. Even if it's an opinion, I'm like, oh, yours will probably be right then. And I don't know where that comes from, but we've worked on that a lot, where it's like, no, you're allowed to have an opinion. And my fear is like, but if I have an opposing opinion, what if we get an argument? And to me, it's like a whole other thing. My parents never fought. I've never seen them fight in my whole life.
Right.
And I was raised as an only child. I have a half brother, but we never lived together. And so now if I'm in an argument with somebody, or there could be an argument, I've never seen people, I wasn't raised seeing people argue and then get through it and come together. So to me, it's like end of the world.
Yeah.
And I get like, so anxious, and I'm like, this person's mad at me. Even if it's something stupid, like, oh my God, someone could be mad at me for doing this.
So will you bring a specific conversation that you had into therapy and then dissect that, or it's more of a general? Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. If something like happened that week, I will. But
yeah.
Yeah. Or we'll kind of just stumble into something that's going
usually
on.
Usually your therapist can kind of identify where the weak point is. Like, and then they'll go, okay, well, let's revisit that thing that you just talked about and kind of dig a bit deeper. And then they just,
because they're looking at it from like a mile high. They're like, they're just seeing all these dots that like seem maybe are not connected, or like for example, talking about your parents, how they never fought. Was that something that you had recognized before therapy?
No, never.
So like you, by going and talking through this, that therapist helped you make that connection.
Yeah. And I didn't realize I had never seen them argue. I just thought it was a good, thing that they never argued. But then like in my last relationship, if we ever argued, I would retreat to my own, like I wouldn't know what to do because I've never seen it happen. So I did work on that, where I was like, no, it's okay to argue, it's okay to be mad, and that's how you get stronger.
So you have two parents, they've been together your entire life.
Yes.
The name Lucy, and your dad's
John.
Name is John.
Lucy and John from Omaha, Nebraska.
My favorite thing is when like parents' names are like two syllables and one syllable. Like my parents are Cindy and Jim. What are your parents' names?
Benny and Melissa.
Oh, wow. Well. Yeah.
It's the same ratio, just one more syllable.
It kind of is. It does kind of work. Benny and Melissa. Your dad was a firefighter.
Yep.
Your mom.
Stay-at-home mom. She became a paramedic. She got her license and everything, but she never worked as a paramedic.
Okay. So she would like pick you up and drop you off at school. Did you like having a stay-at-home mom?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I loved it.
And you love being an only child? Do you wish you had another sibling?
Yeah, I do.
If you did have a sibling, what would have been like your dream sibling? Like an older brother?
I feel like everyone says this, but I wish I had a twin.
A twin?
Really?
Yes.
I always want to have twins. That's my dream.
You want to have
twins? I want to have twins.
That's so scary
to
have twins.
Identical twins?
Identical twins. Oh, yeah, because I think they're adorable, and you get like two kids at the same time. Like, so you don't have to like have a baby and then let that baby get older and then have another baby and then do the baby thing again. And they stay... and they're pals, and there's like stimulation going on. Yeah.
Are you friends with any twins?
I have some twin cousins. Yeah.
Oh, so it's in the family a little
bit.
But
I don't. I'm not. Actually, yeah. Jared, he is a twin.
Jared who?
Ringle.
Oh yeah, he does. He has a twin sister. But that's like that. I don't like. I think that when you're different, when it's like a boy and a girl twin, that's like not. There's definitely something there, but I feel like they're more brother sister relationship. And I'm talking about like identical twins. I don't know any like identical twins. I feel like that would be such an interesting friendship
dynamic
to have with two identical twins.
I saw two identical twins at the gym yesterday. And have you ever seen like identical twins that like match alike? Like it's like almost like a lifestyle choice kind of a thing. It's kind of bizarre.
No.
Like when I was in college, there were at least like three sets of identical twins who would wear the same thing or like complementing colors and would take like the same classes, like look identical. You know, it's one thing to have like an identical sibling, but then to like share the same like
to go full Wes Anderson with it and just like dress like the same and like be a character.
Yeah, be like a full constant mirror to one another. But these like two guys, they would look like they were in their 40s. Both of them had on like basketball jerseys and like matching hats, and they were on the elliptical together. And then like I walked in going, I looked at some in the corner of my eye. I'm like, those two best friends are dressed very similarly. And then they like walked out of the locker room, and I was like, those are twins, and they're adults, and they're matching. Like,
maybe they're
bizarre.
Method actors, and they have a job that they're like.
What? Probably it is Hollywood. It's probably like their shtick, maybe. Like, who knows? They're probably like some like comedy twin duo. I don't know.
Why would you want to be a twin, Carly?
I just think it'd be cool. There's no real reason. But I do think if I had siblings growing up, I would have developed characteristics that would be able to argue, and I just think I would be a different person, which maybe isn't a good thing. Then if
it would have been like you've been like the Olsen twins, like
yeah, Carly and her twin take Paris.
It's passport to Paris, I think.
Whatever, Matt. It'd be funny though if I had a identical twin, but she was the complete opposite of me.
Oh yeah.
Like she's,
would it be
I don't
Carly
know.
And
she's
Harley?
Like a doctor.
Would her name be like
Charlie?
Charlie and Carly. Oh man, that sounds like a Disney Channel show or something. Yeah. And your dad had, I love Carly's like home life, because I also love this thing. Her dad had an entire like pinball arcade.
And have you been to her house?
No, I haven't. But I remember like she just showed it casually on like a Snapchat story like a few years ago. And
yeah,
I always found it was really fascinating.
It was an unfinished basement with probably 100 video games and pinball machines. And,
you
like,
didn't know this?
Oh, Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man, Baby Pac-Man. And it's really funny because I was raised with it, so I never thought twice about it. But I would have friends that would come over for years. And then I'd be like, oh, wait, have you seen my basement? And they'd be like, no, what do you mean? And I'm like, oh, like there's video games down there. And they'd go down and be like, holy shit. Like everyone's reaction going down there is so funny.
Why does your dad like arcade games so much? Was he a big like arcade kid, and that's what kind of like,
I don't really know if he was an arcade kid, but he's very intellectual. He worked with computers for years, so he's really good at I don't know, hacking the mainframe. I don't know what the term is, but he would fix them, he would sell them, he would buy them. I don't know, he just collected them. It was
which
just, like,
one's your favorite
hobby. I liked one called
Asteroids. This is a pinball one or a
that was like
an
arcade game.
Okay,
I didn't really get into pinball. Like, I played mostly just, like, the video games down
there.
Do
you think, though, you're, like, better than the average person when it comes to pinball?
No, I never, because I never really played it, actually, which sounds bizarre. I wish I had it, and
you
guys
could have become, like, a pinball wizard queen and champion, having access to all of that. Like,
I know, but I just wasn't that interested in it. Is that a thing?
What?
People are, like, is that a sport?
I'm sure.
Like a pinball wizard.
I feel like there's, like, a documentary about it, right? Like, the best pinball player
in the
world. I go
to the Olympics for playing.
Isn't there a movie called The Pinball Wizard? And it's
it's a
rock
song.
Musical.
Oh, it's a. I know it's a song.
But it's also a
so
segment
probably,
in a movie.
Yeah, it's probably also a movie. I'm not sure. My dad knows everything about that.
Does he like talk about it a lot? Like, did he like be like, oh, so this is where you wire the circuit to the CPU? Like, did he ever like talk about it with you?
No, I don't. I think he would rather die than try to explain that to me.
Oh, so go ahead.
Did Lucy ever like snap at him and be like, why? Stop buying the pinball machines. There's too many down there.
No. She's just like, it's his thing. It's his hobby.
Oh,
no,
that's
fine.
Cute.
I feel like we're very similar in that way. It's like, yeah, go do your thing. Yeah, it was never an issue. And they moved to Vegas, so he sold all of them and kept a couple. But I was like, are you sad about it? And he was like, no, I'm good.
Well, yeah, say goodbye to the pinball machines and say hello to all the slot machines that
Vegas
has.
Wow,
he really
slot
upgraded.
Our basement's all slot machines now.
Do you like
tables.
That your parents have moved closer?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Rather than going all the way back to Nebraska and everything?
Yes.
You have a very like close relationship with your parents, it seems
like.
Yeah.
Do you talk to them like every day?
Not every day, but at least once a week or a couple times a week.
Like on the phone or text?
Yeah. I'll usually call my mom. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. My mom's like she watches everybody's videos, every
she does.
Podcast.
She keeps up with
everything.
Of
she
it.
Literally ordered a Vlog Squad pop socket that someone just made on Etsy. Like, she'll send me pictures. She's like, got my Vlog Squad pop socket. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, she just cherishes everything like that.
Aww.
Like, if I send her merch, she'll wear it when I come into town. Just like stuff like that. It's cute.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
She was like the mom, like, if you made like a painting when you were a kid, she would like immediately put it on the refrigerator.
Yeah.
She was just so proud of you.
Yeah.
What was your like did you play sports when you were younger? Did you have like a club or like an activity or
Yeah, I played softball for like 8 years.
Softball?
Yeah, it was my favorite.
8 years?
Uh-huh. I was really young though. I was like middle element or
wait, 8 years
school.
That if you were playing at 8, you finished when you were 16. So
okay, maybe it was like six. I don't
years.
Know. It was a lot of years.
Okay.
I'm just kind of
softball.
Guessing,
were you what position?
I played right field and first a lot.
Right field?
Yeah, and first base. Yeah.
I was left field, and I did a little bit of shortstop. No, I was a catcher.
Oh, dangerous.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did like it until a ball, when I was batting, hit me right in my like knuckle, and it like broke my finger, and then I hated it. I didn't like it anymore. And then I remember my coach, Coach Weaver, was like going, oh, my finger was like busted. I was in so much pain. He was like, you still play ball. And I was like, and I had to like throw and everything, and it was just terrible. And I was like,
I'm literally crying.
I'm done with this. I'm done with this. And so softball, and then any clubs or sports that you played in high school?
No, I was like, I'm done with all that.
Really? No extracurriculars?
Yeah, not really.
When did you first dye your hair?
Sophomore year of high school. It was like bright orange. And it was funny because it was a time where like people weren't dyeing their hair colors yet, really.
Yeah.
And so everyone, like half the school was like, it looks so good. And the other half was like, why did you do that? It was like a very shocking.
I don't feel like anybody in my school had like crazy hair colors.
Yeah.
I think it was against the dress code, too.
Oh, that sucks. I was always worried about that. But
I think you can only just do like black, or like if you were gonna
like a normal
do
color.
Natural
color.
Oh,
black or black, natural colors, right. But I just remember like the scene or like emo kids were like,
oh yeah,
black.
Yeah, like, Carly aggressive. And I went through her like, oh, remember we went through like your old Facebook photos like a couple weeks ago. It was a rainbow, a rainbow of colors throughout the years.
Yeah.
So yeah, so you went orange.
Well, it was supposed to be red, but it just came out really orange.
Was that inspired by Hayley Williams?
Yeah, it was. It was this like exact magazine cover I saw, and I was like, I want my hair to look like that.
And you nailed it.
Yeah, it looked just like it, and then I just kept getting redder and redder, and then now
and then
I'm blonde.
It just transformed into
pink.
To pink.
It just like faded to pink. Yeah.
Oh yeah, because it was like kind of like red, like, well, like not maroonish, like magenta.
Yeah, it was actually, that's a color I use. It's called magenta.
Do you like can you like identify or associate different periods in your life based on what color your hair was? Like if you see an old photo or video, like, oh, that's when I was living in that house, or that's when
I
was here.
Kind of, but I feel like it was mostly the same color for most of the time it was dyed.
Like that red color?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was a time before I found the dye that I always use that it would always fade to this, like, I hated, it was a copper color. And I would always just be like, I need to dye it right now. Like, I can't stand this stupid copper color. Because it wasn't vibrant and bright.
Would you do it yourself?
Oh, my mom would do it, yeah.
Aw.
Yeah.
How fun. She was so supportive of it. Like,
yeah,
mom, I want to dye my hair. She's like, let's do it.
I think they were just happy because I was kind of gothic before that. Like, I had black hair, stud belt, everything. And they're like, my daughter's going to be gothic. And it's funny because I won, like, student of the month in middle school. And I'm, like, all gothic, but I'm so smiley in the picture.
Student of the month?
Yeah.
In high school?
It. No, this is middle school.
Middle school.
Mm-hmm. I could probably find the picture. It's
did you
really
do
bad.
Something that, like,
I have one, no one, idea. I even was
over?
Like, what? No.
Oh, really?
I'm just amazing.
I was good kid of the month.
Good kid of the month? That sounds
DFW,
so lazy.
It was like Dallas Morning News, good kid of
that sounds like a
the
Chance
month.
The Rapper
or maybe
album
it was
name.
Good kid of the week. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It was good kid of the week or good kid of the month. I don't know. But I was in the paper for being
okay,
a good
go
kid.
Okay, go off.
Did you win any high school superlatives?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we had them.
So, no.
No.
You didn't, no superlatives? No, like most likely to...
Or
no.
Like most friendly or nicest car or I don't know, whatever they have there.
Mine was most likely to host a talk show. That I won that.
Oh,
one.
you were
and you're doing it right
still,
now.
Yeah.
I know. I'm
wow.
Doing, I'm finally living up my high school superlative in reality right now. But I was also, I mean, I'm totally bragging. I was homecoming prince sophomore
prince
and junior year. So like
what is prince?
King is only for seniors.
So King's only for seniors, but there would be like a whole court nominee election. Not election, but yeah, like a whole nominee process every year. So there'd be the homecoming king and queen, and then every grade, freshman, sophomore, juniors would have a prince and princess. And
oh.
I won sophomore and junior year. I was very proud about that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was
Were you a popular kid?
I think I was like, yeah, like a popular kid, sure. But I was friends with like everybody.
Did you guys have like the high school movie experience where like there's the bullies, there's the jocks, there's the cliques? Like my high school was just, it was just like us. Everyone's just super nice. Everyone gets along.
Great.
There's no cliques.
But you went
no
to
bullies.
Kind of a smaller
no,
school.
Regular high school. There's like, I don't know, 500 kids in my grade. Like,
Oh.
I went to a Jewish high school for 1 year. And
that's
that was
what
like
was
30 people in the grade. And that was a different story. But like, And I don't know, maybe it's like a New Jersey thing, or maybe like I didn't understand those movies where it was like you'd see the big kids shoving someone in the locker, or like,
yeah,
just like who's doing that? Why were you?
I don't know. I don't think I ever saw that either.
My high school was pretty cliquey, but I was like friends with every clique.
That's kind of how I was too.
Yeah, I feel like really you. Similar. I feel like you probably got along with everybody in high school, right? There wasn't like
I had a bunch of different groups.
Like, yeah.
No, I mean there was definitely like the popular kids, but I don't think they were mean. I feel like we all just.
Yeah.
Like, hey. I mean,
and
maybe I'm just wasn't a part of like any
of
that.
Missed everything.
So maybe I missed it. I don't know.
Are you gonna go to Coachella this year?
I don't think so.
Of course you're not. Carly never goes to Coachella.
I just don't. I just don't think I would enjoy. I would love the hangout part, but
I don't see you like sharing a room with three people up till 5 a.m.
This
like,
is the thing too, and it's the one thing I need, and I'm like bougie about. I need my own room to sleep in everywhere I go. Like I cannot sleep if other people are in the room.
You just tweeted about this. Like,
I did,
yesterday.
Yeah, because I was thinking, because I was watching Reality House, and I was like, "There's no fucking way I would ever be able to sleep here." Like
you
they're
can't
all
sleep
in the
another
same
person
room.
In the room.
I can't unless it's like one person, like if it's Aaron or Mariah or someone I shared a bed with. Like I don't mind that as long as they're like in bed. Like not making noise. I don't know. I am such a light sleeper. If somebody's moving around, I'm like awake until they're in bed. Like I share.
I think this is your only childness coming out.
I think like. It. Well, yeah. My mom's the same way though. She's the lightest sleeper. But we're in Big Bear. I shared a room with Natalie, Todd, and Zane. And I kept hearing Todd like coughing. And I was like, I probably didn't go to bed till like 5 a.m. because I just kept hearing him fucking cough. And I started yelling at him in the morning.
But you like sleep on the couch like at David's house like all the time when we're all like hanging out.
I don't fall asleep.
Oh, you never like hardcore sleep and you're just closing your eyes?
I can't fall asleep unless I'm like in a bed. It's really annoying.
You can't sleep on like a plane or
no,
in a car?
No, and that's fucking annoying too because when I travel with them, we could do college shows or whatever, they book the most annoying flights at like 6 a.m.
But you'll wake up, it's like 4 a.m.
Yeah, and then I cannot
and
sleep.
And you're so tired and
yes.
You sit on a plane and it's quiet and you just are awake?
Yeah, and I try everything. I'll put a sleeping mask on. I'll put like a fan noise in my headphones. I'm not even kidding. And I'm so fucking frustrated the whole time.
Have
and
you
that's...
tried like a meditate, like a sleep meditation, like a guided sleep meditation?
Have you tried Ambien?
No, I should. I need a horse tranquilizer.
Have you heard about like Ambien? Like if you like take it and you stay up, you like start
hallucinating.
You start going on Amazon and you start buying like.
Well, you just literally it's like you go into a blackout state. Like you are not.
That's
but
terrifying.
You're not drunk, so you have like your facilities where it's not like you're impaired, but you were just you're not present. Like you don't remember any of it.
Oh,
you,
that's terrifying.
Aren't,
we all
you
do
get,
it for
like,
video.
Weird cravings like people make like salt sandwiches on Ambien and like
sounds
buttered
like David.
Cigarettes.
Salt
yeah,
and
you
watermelon.
Were telling me about this. Like people butter, like eat cigarettes with butter on them or something.
Yes,
ew.
This is like a common symptom that like people have like quoted or have reported about being on Ambien. Salt sandwiches, which also is just bread, salt, and bread, and eating it.
That's
ooh,
it.
I like that.
Yeah. Ew.
I love salt.
Should we try it right now?
You never well
salt sandwich.
You never have like a nice piece of toast and put some like bread like salt on it.
I know, but I'm thinking like if an Ambien salt sandwich is just like
raw
opening
bread.
Up kosher salt and just like pouring it like
oh like enough
like
to make
sugar
it like a yeah like a condiment
yeah.
I feel like there's probably a TikTok account that someone posts while they're on Ambien doing something like that.
Ooh. I don't even know if you'd be on Ambien being able to open up.
It's gonna
TikTok.
Show up now. It's gonna show up on our feed now that we're talking
it is.
About it.
Dude, TikTok has been listening.
Ambien Eats, the account is called
Ambien Eats.
And it went like this.
Oh my god. Tutu. And they're just eating salt. They're just pouring salt in their mouth, eating cigarettes.
So Ambien wouldn't work to get you to go to sleep.
I mean it definitely would, but then I'd be fucked up the rest of the day.
Have you tried like weighted blanket?
Not on a plane. But I feel like that's
yeah,
kind
you're not
of
gonna show up to the airport with a 45-pound
weighted blanket.
Yeah.
Well, airplanes are the worst for me though, because like even an exit row, that's like the most like generous space I can get. But sometimes it's still not enough. I can never get comfortable on a plane.
Yeah, it's tough.
You need to be like I think anybody needs to be extremely tired to just fall asleep sitting upright in a chair.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you wake up at like 4 a.m. after going to bed at 1, your body's just gonna like.
I know.
Shut down.
I've been able to pass out a couple times. If I'm like really exhausted, I will. But it's really frustrating.
What do you do on airplanes? What's your airplane routine? What do you bring? What do you do?
Here's my airplane routine. I usually listen to a podcast or I'll edit.
Do you bring a water bottle with you? Do you bring a Nintendo Switch?
No, I kind of want to get one though.
Get a Switch.
Should
get
I?
Get a Switch and we can like play with each other.
But we can play with each other.
We can because I've had a Switch and I was so lonely playing it because none of my friends had Switches.
So sad.
I have a Switch. Or you do? Switch, yeah. I play with my friend Derek all the time.
What games do you play?
Usually just Rocket League, but I have Mario Kart.
Mario Kart?
What?
Mario Kart.
He's from the East Coast. They say Mario. Say
people on the East Coast say Mario.
A lot of them say Mario.
I think so.
I've heard it a lot. And I always want to
say, it's me, Mario.
No. But because if you say Mario, it's like it's almost like you're making fun of it.
Okay. Well, I really want to play Minecraft. So.
Oh, yeah. What is your thought that's going to happen when you start playing Minecraft? Then you're going to like just get really into it?
I want to just go explore worlds that people have already made.
What is Minecraft? I don't even know what Minecraft is.
Like,
really.
People have made, like, London. Like, on Minecraft that you can go explore. Thing? I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I want to like imagine that.
I feel like we sound like a bunch of boomers talking about TikTok.
I know.
I think they just like make videos Cities. That their friends watch, but like other people can see them. I don't like.
It's like Instagram kind of.
But yeah, you should get a Switch.
I know. I want to play Roller Coaster Tycoon on Twitch really bad. I feel like that'd be fun for me to like.
I
have people watch it.
Do you play Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Oh,
Carly I did for
is
ever.
A yeah.
Talk about
connoisseur,
it.
A tycoon connoisseur. What
unload,
do you like?
Unload.
I mean,
what
I
do
have
like the
tweets,
most?
Like on my time hop, it'll be from like 7, 6, 5, 4 years ago, and they're all about like roller. Like it'll show up Roller Coaster Tycoon.
She's probably
tweets.
Tweeted about Roller Coaster Tycoon like over 150
Matt's,
times.
Matt's looked it up too. It's really funny.
If you just put like at Carly and Contra Roller Coaster Tycoon, all of her old tweets come up, and it's just it's.
I remember the game
alarming,
and I remember playing it.
Uh huh.
But. Can you just describe like what the game is and
okay.
what the objective is and how you play?
Yes. So you basically, how I like to play it is you build your own theme park. So you get land and like an entrance.
So they give you land to start.
Yes.
Okay.
And they give you a budget. You can take a loan from the bank. It's not that deep though. You know, you just take a loan. And you start building, you can either build like custom coasters. This is like my podcast. You can build custom coasters or there's like a lot of pre-built ones, which I like to do because I am really not good at building custom roller coasters. Say you can like put down a coaster. You have to make a path from that coaster to like the main path so people can get there. And you have to build kiosks, like bathrooms, sandwich stops, drinks.
And your budget gets taken down every time you put something new in?
Yeah, your money goes down, and then you can raise the price on certain things. Like if I do a,
How do you charge? Like, do you do like a Six Flags style where like you
it's
charge them
entrance.
On the admission, and then all the other rides are free?
I think they determine that before.
Huh?
I think they determine that like whichever park you choose. I think
you can still charge people for entering on Roller Coaster
Tycoon,
and I think you can charge
you
for the
can.
Bathroom.
You can
and
charge
you can
for the
still
bathroom.
Charge for rides.
So it's like running it like a business. That's,
it is.
That's the point of the
cool.
game.
It is kind of. And so there's an objective, and it's like by the end of October year 4, so the years go by, what? It's probably like every 30 minutes is a year or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's like you have to have 1,500 guests in your theme park and a rating above blah, blah, blah.
And what do you
else.
Do as the player to hit that goal? Are you just like making sicker roller coasters?
Yeah, you just
like
have to keep the customers happy.
Pretty much.
You have to get handymen, like is it handymen? Yeah, handymen to clean up vomit because people throw up on the paths.
Yeah.
Oh, so
you
like,
have to make sure it's clean. You have okay. to make sure that there's pathways going to certain places.
You
have
you
to make
get
sure
like,
there's maps.
Mascot characters to like walk around and
entertain
stuff
them.
And entertain them.
So they'll give you like problems to solve, like
well, you read the reviews.
Oh yeah, yeah. It'll like alerts will pop up and be like. Crazy mouse has broken down. Make sure you get it fixed, and then you have a mechanic go clean
wow.
it. Go fix it.
Yeah,
yeah. It's really fun.
Now,
I like
do you when you play Roller Coaster Tycoon? Are you starting a brand new park every time, or are you revisiting a park that you've already made and just running it?
Yeah, I mean, I start with a new one, and then I'll keep going back to it once the objective is.
Are
done.
You playing music as well? Or are you just listening to the constant like
just
that?
Yeah, I love it.
Oh my god, it's like that shit'll drive you crazy if you played for hours. But you feel like God.
Do you still play?
I can't. Well, okay. So I really like only playing Roller Coaster Tycoon 2, and the third one is like way too real looking, and the second one's really shitty looking, and it's really fun. I don't know. I love the parks in it too, and you can only play it on a PC. But I think it doesn't work anymore because the PCs are too updated for the.
They
CDs.
Need to bring it back.
I feel like
I know.
We can. You,
I mean,
you
they
can,
have it on like iPad and so you can play it, but it's just newer and like more. I don't know. It just looks not as fun. Yeah.
You could also like just do a thing that where you get Windows on your Mac and then you can like boot it up so you have Windows running on your Mac and then you can install it.
Could I stream?
You played it recently though, right?
Not really. Oh. I got it a couple of years ago.
What were the other tycoons? Is there other tycoons?
There's Zoo Tycoon. There's Mall Tycoon.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Zoo Tycoon, Mall Tycoon.
I tried Mall Tycoon. I was like, what the fuck
is that? Wasn't there like a skateboard tycoon, too? Like you make skate parks?
Maybe. It's fun. I love that game.
Yeah. I used to play Tonka. Do you remember Tonka?
Tonka? No.
Like the truck?
Like the truck. Yeah. And they would make like toy trucks, Tonka trucks. And then there was like, it was a construction building for kids.
I've never heard of that.
Well, I played that. And Putt-Putt Saves the Zoo.
Putt-Putt Goes to the Moon.
Putt-Putt Saves the Zoo.
We already went through this before. Putt-Putt Goes to the Moon. You know this game? Putt-Putt Goes to the Moon?
No.
It's like a little purple car and he goes to the moon. Matt thinks he saves the zoo, though.
Sounds cute.
Is it two different games?
They're two different games.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't play Putt-Putt Goes to the Moon.
All right, let's talk about the future.
The future?
Yeah.
Like the future, like when we're like parents and stuff?
Sure.
Or like 1,000 years from now?
No, like our future.
Our future?
Yeah.
Well, I think we all know where you're going to end up, Mike.
Where?
Jail.
Oh. Doubt
I'm
it.
I'm kidding. No.
Carly.
Yes.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
that's
God,
not,
I hate that question.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I know. It's the worst question. I know. What are you excited about for the future?
Nothing. No, I'm kidding. You're like, oh, my God.
Carly, what are you excited about?
I don't know. I feel like we've been getting really cool opportunities, like Aaron and I, so far. And I'm excited to see what else we're going to be able to do.
Like brand opportunities?
Brand opportunities, working with... like we worked with MTV a little bit last year, which was really cool because like you grew up watching MTV. And so I'm just excited to see where else that's going to go and like what else we're going to do because I don't know. We're trying to think too of like more solid things we can do for videos sometimes because that like we did a video with Mariah that was her teaching us a whole dance and that was a whole video. Matt filmed it and that was such a fun video because it's like we don't know how to do it.
Something new.
Yeah. So I like doing that. I don't know. It's interesting. I was talking about this in therapy actually. I thrive on like problem solving and like algebra. If you gave me algebra problems, I could do it all day like doing that. And I don't really have that with our job.
What?
So I am trying to figure out like what else I can do to like work that part of my brain, I guess.
You like doing algebra problems?
I mean,
you find
like puzzles? You like doing puzzles?
Yeah, it's like puzzles or like word scrambles or something. I like, or even something so simple as someone at Target like calling and being like, do you have this product? And figuring out if you have it, figuring out where it is, putting it on the them. I love doing that. So
I get what you mean completely. And that's why sometimes I miss college. I miss writing essays.
Like process-oriented problem solving.
It's probably different than you. You probably don't like writing essays. But I miss someone telling me what I have to write and then like me doing research and like coming up with an argument and putting that together and like die. Like
just like using your creativity in a structured way that like has a definite answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Where it's not like we just need to upload a video. Like saying we need to upload a video, that's like a very open-ended problem to solve. And it'll get solved. But like what you're saying is you like the rubric of having a definite end and ways to get there that you can follow through.
Yeah. So like doing even homework and stuff is almost kind of that format. Like I have to.
But I guess like learning to do stuff is like. Like you said, learning to dance or like learning how to make sourdough bread or like
things that just enrich yourself and soul.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I need to
like,
figure out
learn
more
how to
things
knit
like that.
So bad.
You want to learn how to knit?
Knit.
Oh, interesting.
Because
so easy, I feel like. Just watch a YouTube tutorial and like get the stuff.
You're right.
Yeah,
Carly.
But you have to do it.
You have to go through
the process.
Because I think it's like a fun, like, mindless thing to do while you're like sitting there watching TV that also at the same time you're making like a little scarf or a little blanket that you can give to a loved one like it's like I don't know it seems like a productive use of like wasting your time
instead of like
scrolling. But you're also you're working your brain and
and you're just you're making something, it keeps you busy.
It's also weird because doing videos has always been my hobby and like the thing that I get excited about and now it's my job, which is great. But it's like, what do I do outside of that? That's something I kind of struggle with.
Pottery.
Like, pottery.
Get into pottery.
Well, did you like the dance thing?
I did. I don't particularly want to dance.
You wouldn't want to go back?
No.
Just like go start taking dance classes?
I mean, it would be fun. I don't know. I mean, it's just like, because I feel like all day I'm with Aaron or we're at David's or whatever. And I feel like I'm doing something because we're trying to think of ideas or... I don't know. Even just like being around David, it's like, oh, maybe he'll film something. And that's like,
there's enough excitement.
Quote unquote work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's enough excitement that you don't need to like choose to have a specific outside thing. Just making videos is enough to keep you.
Yeah.
Like,
but then
occupied.
I'm like, but what are my hobbies now? Because I forever it was just making videos, which I guess it still is my hobby.
Yeah.
But I don't have anything really outside of it where, like, if I go home, when I go home, I'm usually, like, pretty content and I'll catch up on shows or watch YouTube or something. But, yeah, I don't know.
Like, I like that about something. Todd, that he, like, wanted to learn how to play piano
yeah,
and just
me
started
too.
Taking piano lessons and, like...
Todd's the king of doing that.
Like, and then he wrote a book. Enriching himself. Like, yeah.
He wrote
like,
a whole book, yeah.
Like, I remember 2 years ago, he was like, damn, like, I was, like, playing guitar or something. He's like, damn, I want to learn how to play an instrument. I was like, just start taking lessons. And then he did.
Yeah.
And
so
now
sick.
He went on a tour. Like, that, to me, is, like, super inspiring. But yeah. I think it's, like, you just have to find something that you definitely want to do.
Yeah.
And then do it. So, like, Matt wants to learn to knit.
Should go for it.
I know. Right now, I was actually thinking, like, wait, there's the knitting store that's just down the road. And
yeah.
I went and bought some sticks and some chunky yarn. Apparently, you need to start with chunky yarn.
Chunky
yarn.
Yeah.
Because you can, like, the real thick yarn, because you can, like, see it better and it doesn't get as, like, tedious as it would with skinnier yarn.
And you can, like, see the actual, like, patterns you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Versus if they're super small.
All right. Ooh. So, wait. I'm going to go get some yarn. I'm going to start knitting.
Ooh, all right.
So, you don't like dance.
I don't like
Let's find Carly a hobby today.
I do want to learn sign
pottery.
Language. I really want to learn sign language.
Oh.
Really?
Yes. I feel like that's so important.
Don't you have a deaf relative?
No, I don't have any deaf relatives.
So you don't know how often do you interact with a deaf person?
I don't. I just think it's so interesting. I don't want to do it for the novelty of, like, I know sign language. I just think it's an interesting thing to learn, and I think it'd be helpful in certain
I don't understand why it's not taught in school. Like, it is such a useful form
of
communication.
Well, right now, ASL?
Like if we all had ASL, it would be, like, if you want to communicate at night when people are sleeping, like, and
yeah,
be,
I know.
Like
why is not the whole world learning the same ASL, and then we could all communicate with anybody?
ASL definitely beats whispering as a form of communication.
Yeah,
100%. But, like,
that's actually a really good point.
Like, why are we not? Everybody should learn ASL.
Yeah, but there's also, it's only ASL is because it's American Sign Language.
I mean, I think it's still cool to just
talk about it.
But, like, even to say, I want to go learn ASL opens you up to this whole new world. So, like, taking the first step in any hobby that you do will, like, lead to more opportunities for you to find things to do that you enjoy and like.
Well, I just want to say, guys, I love both of you so much.
Oh,
you two are some of the closest people in my life that I care for.
Just kidding.
So much. Words can't even describe how much I care about you guys and how much it means to me that you guys are sitting down with me and doing this podcast. And Carly, thank you so much.
Of course. We are one of my best friends.
Yeah.
I like talking to y'all.
And yeah, you're definitely going to be back for multiple appearances in the
great.
Future.
I love that.
And thank you to all of you listening. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode. I hope that you have a fantastic week. Please subscribe, leave a review, tell your friends about this. This is just the beginning of a great long journey with Hoot and a Half, the podcast.
Hoot and a Half is what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's Hoot and a Half.
That.
It's
That's
Hoot and a
so
Half with
Matt.
Matt King.
That's so Matt.
And
is it your guys' podcast? Or is it Matt and, like, you're helping? Or is
he's
it
just like a
co-host.
Little,
got it.
Like,
okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. And yes, we will see you next time. Much love. And
sayonara, suckers.
Sayonara. All right.